Baha'u'llah was the teacher and founder of the Baha'i Faith. He and his teachings are believed to be prophesized in Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, and other religions. Baha'u'llah was born in 1817 in Tehran, Persia, present-day Iran. The word Baha means glory or splendor. The Baha'i Faith rests on three core principles: unity of God, unity of religion, and unity of humankind. Approximately 7 million people today in many countries adhere to the Baha'i Faith. Their scriptures are translated into 800 languages, and there are houses of worship in just about every corner of the world. Baha'i principles envision an ideal society. They are gender equality, elimination of all forms of prejudice, whether religious, racial, class, or national, harmony of religion and science, universal opportunity of education for all, a universal auxiliary language, which all humanity can use to cooperate quickly with one another, a judicious world government, and the elimination of extremes of wealth and poverty. Many people, like the Baha'i followers, see a noble society as a real goal to be pursued in everyday life. Today we present the sage wisdom of Baha'u'llah with an excerpt from the holy book Kitab-e-Aqdas.
The Kitab-e-Aqdas, paragraphs 81 to 120. In the name of Him who is the supreme ruler over all that hath been and all that is to be.
O kings of the earth, the most great law hath been revealed in this spot, this scene of transcendent splendor. Every hidden thing hath been brought to light by virtue of the will of the supreme ordainer, He who hath ushered in the last hour, through whom the moon hath been cleft, and every irrevocable decree expounded.
Ye are but vassals, O King of the earth. He who is the King of kings hath appeared, arrayed in his most wondrous glory, and is summoning you unto himself, the help in peril, the self-subsisting. Take heed lest pride deter you from recognizing the source of revelation, lest the things of this world shut you out, as by a veil from him who is the creator of heaven. Arise and serve him who is the desire of all nations, who hath created you through a word from him, and ordained you to be, for all time, the emblems of his sovereignty.
By the righteousness of God, it is not our wish to lay hands on your kingdoms. Our mission is to seize and possess the hearts of men. Upon them the eyes of Baha are fastened. To this testifieth the kingdom of names, could ye but comprehend it. Whoso followeth his Lord will renounce the world and all that is therein. How much greater then must be the detachment of him who holdeth so august a station? Forsake your palaces, and haste ye to gain admittance into his kingdom. This indeed will profit you both in this world and in the next. To this testifieth the Lord of the realm on high, did ye but know it.
How great the blessedness that awaiteth the king who will arise to aid my cause in my kingdom, who will detach himself from all else but me. Such a king is numbered with the companions of the crimson ark, the ark which God hath prepared for the people of Baha. All must glorify his name, must reverence his station, and aid him to unlock the cities with the keys of my name, the omnipotent protector of all that inhabit the visible and invisible kingdoms. Such a king is the very eye of mankind, the luminous ornament of the brow of creation, the fountainhead of blessings unto the whole world. Offer up, O people of Baha, your substance, nay, your very lives for his assistance.
Rejoice with great joy, for God hath made thee the dayspring of his light, inasmuch as within thee was born the manifestation of his glory. Be thou glad for this name that hath been conferred upon thee, a name through which the day star of grace hath shed its splendor, through which both earth and heaven have been illumined.
Ere long will the state of affairs within thee be changed, and the reins of power fall into the hands of the people. Verily, thy Lord is the all-knowing. His authority embraceth all things. Rest thou assured in the gracious favor of thy Lord. The eye of his loving kindness shall everlastingly be directed towards thee. The day is approaching when thy agitation will have been transmuted into peace and quiet calm. Thus hath it been decreed in the wondrous book.
None must contend with those who wield authority over the people. Leave unto them that which is theirs, and direct your attention to men's hearts.
O most mighty ocean, sprinkle upon the nations that with which thou hast been charged by him who is the sovereign of eternity, and adorn the temples of all the dwellers of the earth with the vesture of his laws, through which all hearts will rejoice and all eyes be brightened.
Should anyone acquire 100 mithqals of gold, 19 mithqals thereof are God's, and to be rendered unto him, the fashioner of earth and heaven. Take heed, O people, lest ye deprive yourselves of so great a bounty. This we have commanded you, though we are well able to dispense with you and with all who are in the heavens and on earth. In it there are benefits and wisdoms beyond the ken of anyone but God, the omniscient, the all-informed. Say, by this means he hath desired to purify what ye possess, and to enable you to draw nigh unto such stations as none can comprehend, save those whom God hath willed. He, in truth, is the beneficent, the gracious, the bountiful. O people, deal not faithlessly with the right of God, nor without his leave, make free with its disposal. Thus hath his commandment been established in the holy tablets, and in this exalted book. He who dealeth faithlessly with God shall in justice meet with faithlessness himself. He, however, who acteth in accordance with God's bidding, shall receive a blessing from the heaven of the bounty of his Lord, the gracious, the bestower, the generous, the ancient of days. He verily hath willed for you that which is yet beyond your knowledge, but which shall be known to you when, after this fleeting life, your souls soar heavenwards, and the trappings of your earthly joys are folded up. Thus admonisheth you he in whose possession is the guarded tablet.
Various petitions have come before our throne from the believers, concerning laws from God, the Lord of the seen and the unseen, the Lord of all worlds. We have, in consequence, revealed this holy tablet and arrayed it with the mantle of his law, that haply the people may keep the commandments of their Lord. Similar requests have been made of us over several previous years, but we had, in our wisdom, withheld our pen until, in recent days, letters arrived from a number of the friends, and we have therefore responded through the power of truth with that which shall quicken the hearts of men.
Say, O leaders of religion, weigh not the book of God with such standards and sciences as are current amongst you, for the book itself is the unerring balance established amongst men. In this most perfect balance, whatsoever the peoples and kindreds of the earth possess must be weighed, while the measure of its weight should be tested according to its own standard, did ye but know it.
The eye of my loving kindness weepeth sore over you, inasmuch as ye have failed to recognize the one upon whom ye have been calling in the daytime and in the night season, at even and at morn. Advance, O people, with snow-white faces and radiant hearts, unto the blessed and crimson spot, wherein the Sadratu Mantaha is calling. Verily, there is none other God beside me, the omnipotent protector, the self-subsisting.
O ye leaders of religion, who is the man amongst you that can rival me in vision or insight? Where is he to be found that dareth to claim to be my equal in utterance or wisdom? No, by my Lord, the All-Merciful, all on the earth shall pass away, and this is the face of your Lord, the Almighty, the Well-Beloved.
We have decreed, O people, that the highest and last end of all learning be the recognition of him who is the object of all knowledge. And yet, behold how ye have allowed your learning to shut you out, as by a veil, from him who is the dayspring of this light, through whom every hidden thing hath been revealed. Could ye but discover the source whence the splendor of this utterance is diffused, ye would cast away the peoples of the world and all that they possess, and would draw nigh unto this most blessed seat of glory.
Say, this verily is the heaven in which the mother book is treasured, could ye but comprehend it. He it is who hath caused the rock to shout, and the burning bush to lift up its voice, upon the mount rising above the holy land, and proclaim, the kingdom is God's, the sovereign Lord of all, the all-powerful, the loving.
Thank you, kind-hearted viewers, for joining us today for Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is up next, after Noteworthy News. Farewell for now, and heaven bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.